This is KJZZ's Sun Up. It's your daily news update from Phoenix, the state, and the region. Good morning, I'm Bruce Drummond. Phil is back tomorrow. This podcast is a daily digest of the news events in Arizona. It's Monday, the 10th of June. Welcome to a fresh week and a fresh start. Let's get up to speed with this news update. The U.S. government has approved a lithium mine exploration project near Wickiup, Arizona, after working with area tribes to protect a sacred site in the region. From the Fronteras desk in Flagstaff, Michelle Marisco reports.
The Bureau of Land Management approval allows Big Sandy Incorporated to drill and test up to 131 holes across roughly 21 acres of BLM-managed public land for viability. The approval comes after several comment periods and the resulting feedback. Plans were revised after the Hualapai tribe expressed its concern that a nearby groundwater well near a sacred site would be used. BLM Kingman Field Office Manager Amanda Dodson.
The proponent has also committed to providing the opportunity for the Hualapai tribe and other descendant tribal communities to monitor ground disturbing activities on site.
Instead, water will be trucked to the site. If the site is deemed viable, Big Sandy Incorporated will be required to go through the National Environmental Policy Act, which includes further tribal consultation. Michel Marisco, KJZZ News, Flagstaff.
The average overnight temperature for the month of June in Phoenix is normally about 75 degrees. But so far this month, overnight lows have been in the high 70s or the 80s. Catherine Davis-Young reports.
When high temperatures last longer into the evening or even through the night, public health officials say there's a higher risk of heat-related illness. David Hondula directs Phoenix's Office of Heat Response and Mitigation.
Particularly for people who don't have access to cool space in those overnight hours, the public health community tells us that it's really important for the body to be able to cool down and get some rest overnight. And when temperatures stay high, that becomes more challenging.
The city opened a 24-hour cooling center for the first time this year and extended hours at a few other cooling centers specifically for this reason. Climate change and the urban heat island effect have driven Phoenix's summer overnight temperatures up nearly 6 degrees since the 1970s, according to research from Climate Central. Catherine Davis-Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Native American tribes that use water from the Colorado River say they want a bigger voice in talks about its future. Alex Hager was at a conference last week in Boulder, Colorado, where tribes and western states continued work on new river sharing rules, with a federal deadline coming in the fall.
Tribal leaders said their long history of exclusion from water management is still alive today. Lorelei Cloud, vice chairwoman of the Southern Ute Indian Tribe, said recent agreements between states and tribes are a good start, but more needs to be done.
You cannot leave us out of those conversations. So I'm asking everybody in here to normalize tribal voices being at the decision-making table, letting us make those decisions that affect our people.
Another tribal leader from Arizona said some people in water talks are actively trying to divide and conquer tribes and pit them against one another. He said he's confident those efforts won't work because tribes share a, quote, sacred and historic bond. Ultimately, the federal government will review ideas from both tribes and states to shape the next set of river rules, which are needed by 2026. I'm Alex Hager.
The Phoenix Police Department is exploring ways to handle certain calls differently. As Christina Estes reports, it's an effort to make responses more efficient and effective.
Last year, Phoenix received 1.8 million calls to 911 and the non-emergency number. About a third involved dispatching police or another department. After analyzing data and working with ASU, Commander Julie Agia says they recommend hiring more assistants to respond to calls like abandoned vehicles, parking complaints, and accidents where no one's hurt.
There are 2 to 4 police assistants per precinct working various shifts who respond to radio traffic specifically. The other PAs within the precincts are assigned to other duties such as police equipment coordinator positions.
She says Phoenix has 43 police assistants assigned to support patrol. The department has 2,500 police officers. That's 600 short of its goal. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
As the war in Gaza continues between Israel and Hamas, safety remains a top issue for the World Food Program, the international organization providing food assistance to those affected by the conflict. Executive Director Cindy McCain said operations had been paused after a rocket attack on its warehouses. On CBS's Face the Nation, McCain said the attack injured one man.
So we've stepped back just for the moment to make sure that we're in on safe terms and on safe ground before we'll restart. But the rest of the country is operational. We're doing everything we can in the north and the south.
McCain also says a ceasefire is necessary to avoid the danger of famine. Newly released images of one of Jupiter's moons are so detailed, it's as if they were taken from a spacecraft flying by. But they were actually taken from the Earth's surface. As Greg Hani reports, the images were captured with the help of the University of Arizona's Steward Observatory.
The pictures of Jupiter's volcanically active moon Io had a resolution of about 50 miles. That's like taking high-res pictures of a dime from 100 miles away. The scientists used the large binocular telescope on Mount Graham, about 70 miles northeast of Tucson. Taking images of celestial objects from Earth comes with challenges as our atmosphere distorts light waves. Researcher Al Conrad said new technology was key.
Which is designed specifically to receive images that have been corrected by the adaptive optics at visible wavelengths. Now we're able to get this resolution, which before was really only attainable by a spacecraft.
Conrad says the tech will allow for better observations without having to go to space. Greg Hani, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Tucson is taking its longtime water harvesting program online, with a spate of instructional sessions in the coming months. From the Fronteras desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick has more.
Water harvesting is the practice of collecting runoff from rainstorms and using that water to irrigate your backyard or other parts of your home. The online classes provide instructions on various parts of that process. They're part of a program run by Tucson that helps residents conserve water at home by installing their own harvesting systems. They can receive rebates from the city in return for completing the classes. The latest round of classes begins online and in person this week with a basic water harvesting class and another focused on a different conservation method using gray water. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
This week, Arizona State University will hold a symposium to recognize connections between slavery, freedom, and genealogy. The event comes after a series of Washington Post stories and databases showed ties between U.S. government officials and slavery. Lois Brown is the director of ASU's Center for the Study of Race and Democracy.
I think the power of those articles and the database is that it has sparked a really wide-ranging conversation about how we are all connected to the past, which is not that far off from us in this present-day moment.
Thursday's event is just one in a series of events planned by the center. The next symposium is expected to happen in Phoenix. Pets can be expensive, but they're also a source of tremendous support and comfort for lots of people, including those who are unhoused or are low income. Kathy Ritchie has this story.
Leanna Taylor is the CEO of the Arizona Pet Project. She says her organization has seen a rise in requests for help.
And it's really driven by our cost of living increasing across all aspects of life, but most particularly because of housing.
The other thing they're seeing is the uptick in evictions.
And 70% of households have animals. So 70% of our people being evicted have pets in the home as well. In our community, our supportive services are not built and designed for humans and animals in those times of crisis.
Which can include emergency shelters. Taylor says they're able to provide temporary boarding for pets so people can access housing for a short period or even medical care. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
And in sports, the Diamondbacks pulled off a split in their weekend series with the Padres with a 9-3 win in San Diego yesterday. With a 6-run second inning, Arizona took a 7-1 lead and never looked back. The D-backs remain 4 games under 500 and 9.5 back of the division-leading Dodgers. They have a day off today before starting a series against the Angels at home on Tuesday. And in basketball, Brittany Griner is back, and the Mercury won a double overtime thriller against Dallas on Sunday. After missing multiple games since the preseason with an injured toe, Griner scored 24 points Sunday, including a layup with 33 seconds left that sent the game into the first overtime. After a second overtime, the Mercury came away with a 97-90 win and snapped a 6-game losing streak. They'll return home to face Las Vegas on Thursday. And that's it for this version of KJZZ's Sun Up, the morning news podcast for Monday, June 10th. I'm Bruce Drummond. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of the day.